If you're thinking about heading into Newcastle anytime soon, it's definitely worth checking out Newcastle Museum's exhibition, Model Newcastle, Big Stories, Little Things. And on the line to tell us more is Newcastle Museum Director and Director of Archive, Libraries and Learning, Julie Baird. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. Now, can you start by telling us a bit about the exhibition?
So the exhibition is one that we've created, and the whole idea is that little tiny things can tell enormous stories. So there's everything from beautiful little dollies to industrial models to trains to planes to fish tanks to movie sets and a whole lot of stuff to play with yourself.
It sounds fantastic. Look, Newcastle has a strong industrial and creative history. How does the exhibition reflect that mix?
I think the wonderful thing about Model Newcastle when you walk around is the realisation that every single thing in there was made by someone. And I think that as time sort of goes on and there's a lot more mass production and digital, to actually see real things made by real people is a little bit exciting. And different people have different takes. So I've got, there's one doll on display that has this beautiful outfit that was sewn by a 7-year-old girl. And she won an award in the 19th century for this incredible delicate sewing and lace making. And then right next to it is a model train set that you can play with that's been made by our team.
Oh, it's lovely. You're painting a great picture here.
Good. It's one of those shows that it's been really interesting for us because normally this time of year, we'd have like a dinosaur show that would come in from another place. Mm. This time we've actually sort of celebrated Newcastle stories and Newcastle objects. And there's so many things that have come in on loan from other people. And so we're finding that people are spending a really long time in there. They're actually sort of going around and looking at everything. We're finding that families are talking to each other a lot in the space. And I guess, from my perspective, that's something that's pretty precious.
Yeah, well, I think it's good that you're keeping it local. What has the response been like?
It's been really good. I think people have been surprised because it's something different. And most of the time, people have been coming out and telling us how much they loved it. It's one of those shows that we've had lots of grandparents with the grandkids come in. And so we've got these great dollhouses that are like Nesca House and the Boltons. And so you see little kids sit down and play and play and play. Every time I've had someone come out, they've said they've apologized to their kids getting so excited. And I'm like, no, that's good. We like that.
So it's interactive as well?
Yeah. So there's multiple kind of levels of interactivity. So there's a film set that you can move the cameras around this model sort of destroyed city like a movie maker would. There is a train set that goes around that you can stop and start. There are dolls houses that people can actually play with. And then we've got a bunch of programming as well so people can see things moving and working and really get an understanding of what it's like.
Why do you think people connect so strongly with miniatures and how has the exhibition inspired creativity?
Well, look, a lot of the stuff, it's unexpected. We have this enormous fish tank and that was done by the former cartoonist from the Newcastle Herald, Peter Lewis. And he went to the dentist one day and they had a fish tank and he loved it. And then he went back for the next part of his dental treatment and all the fish were gone because they'd died. So he decided they need a mechanical fish tank. So he's built this huge mechanical fish tank with these amazing brightly coloured fish and coral. And the fish move through the fish tank powered by a model train set on the roof. It's absolutely mad and hypnotizing and wonderful. Oh. And so we're finding that, people sit down and press their faces up against the glass and try and work out how it happened and what do you do. And, so we're doing a lot of sort of programming around creativity and building your own houses. There's architectural models of people imagining what the future would look like with their architecture in model size. So, I guess from my perspective, to actually look at all those things and try and work out how people made them and why people made them, and if you can make them, I hope it kind of inspires people to go away and have a go.
Yeah. Well, the geek in me is just going, I want a model fish tank with a train on the roof.
Well, then you can do it. And, like, all the stuff in here is really being made by local people. And so we've got stuff in there that's really, like, important historically. So we've got the model from the workers' club that the coroner used to explain what happened in the earthquake. So a really important historical moment in Newcastle time. And then we've got a city hall made out of matchsticks and toothpicks and toothbrushes. So if you haven't seen it, I hope I've got you as excited as we are about this show.
You've got me excited, that's for sure. I'll be checking it out. How long is Model Newcastle running for? And in general, what age groups does it suit?
So it's running through until February. We have, if your child is under four, they get in for free. But really we're finding that it spreads different ages. So, you know, there's stuff in there. I've had lots of feedback from people with primary school age kids that the kids had a good time. But then we have a lot of sort of adult visitation looking at some of those things. Some of them are nostalgic, like the Edgeworth train that everyone's gone on. And then some stuff is new and different, like, you know, these crazy funny puppets and that kind of thing. So it's one of those few shows that it doesn't have that specific age group. There's stuff in there that hopefully will pick up the interest of every different kinds of age that comes in. And that's what we've found. We haven't had people going, oh, rats, there was nothing for me.
Well, Julie Baird, thank you so much for talking to us. I'm sure a lot of people will be keen to see this exhibition.
Fantastic. Come on down. Check the website for details on opening times. And we'll see you when you can become big in Newcastle.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. For more information on Model Newcastle, big stories, little things, or other exhibitions on at Newcastle Museum, head to newcastlemuseum.com.au.